This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Israeli tanks and aircraft hit targets in southern and central Gaza on Sunday, and there were fierce gun battles in some areas as the war reached 100 days since the October 7th attack led by gunmen from the Islamist Hamas movement. Fighting was concentrated in the southern city of Khan Yunis, where U.S.-designated terrorist group Hamas said its fighters hit an Israeli tank, as well as in central Gaza, where the military said several militants were killed. Commemorations to mark 100 days since the start of the Israel-Gaza war were held across Israel on Sunday, with calls to release all hostages held in Gaza.
Let's figure this out already. It's enough. Let's bring them home. 100 days too many. Let's not get to 101.
John Poland, father of hostage Hirsch Goldberg Poland, of the 240 hostages who were kidnapped on October 7th, more than 130 are still held captive in Gaza. The release of hostages has been an emotional issue within Israeli society, drawing outpouring of solidarity from all walks of life. Sunday marked a somber day for many. Chinese Foreign Minister Wang Yi dismissed Taiwan's election results on Sunday and warned that pursuit of independence would be quote-unquote severely punished. Wang said, therefore, no matter what the election results are, it cannot change the basic fact that there is only one China in the world and Taiwan is part of China, nor can it change the general consensus of the international community to adhere to the one China principle. Wang made the comments during a joint news conference in Cairo following meetings with Egyptian President Abdel Fattah El-Sisi.